seems from the Gemara that the final maskana here on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis is that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel revolves around the question of akushei mitzvah. In a case where he lights one Chanukah candle directly from another Chanukah candle. And that means that according to Rav, when he lights one Chanukah candle from the first Chanukah candle directly, he's drawing some of the oil away. Shmuel rejects that. He says he's not drawing any of the oil away. It's just shalheves to shalheves. And therefore it's mutter. What about the case where he uses a kisem? He uses this intermediary. So he doesn't light the second nair directly from the first nair. So here we have an issue called bizui mitzvah. Why is it bizui mitzvah? Because he's using a kisem. The kisem is chol. It doesn't have the status of kodesh.
Why?
Because it's just a piece of wood. He takes a piece of wood and he applies it to the Ner Chanukah, and then he transfers the ash to another Ner Chanukah. But this piece of wood itself is chol. And therefore, it looks like he's lighting up something from an Ner Chanukah. That's called Bizui Mitzvah.
Is it related to the fact that the Ner is Chanukah of Kodesh, or even if they were not considered, I mean, there's not every Chet that's a Mitzvah is considered.
Yeah, no, I don't think it has to do with Kodesh. I think this would apply, you know, straight across the board. For example, you might have a case where it looks like Bizui Mitzvah, even if it doesn't have Kedusha. But why does it look like Bizui Mitzvah? One day in the Gemara says that you don't even have to enter into the question of Bizui Mitzvah because he's doing it for the sake of another mitzvah. That's not Bizui Mitzvah. But the other way that the Gemara approaches it is to say, well, let's just look at this action of the Kisem, and even though his ultimate goal is to use it for another mitzvah, another Ner, but now it's just the Kisem. And a Kisem is not a Ner and it's not a mitzvah, and therefore it looks like Bizui Mitzvah. So now the question is, how do we paskin? So the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah allows you to light a Ner directly from another Ner. So the second Ner Chanukah, he can light from the first Ner Chanukah. But the implication of the Rambam is, because the Rambam could have taken us a step further, that Kisein would be also. So that means that the Rambam seems to accept that the final maskon of the Gemara is that the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel revolves around ekushe mitzvah, meaning when he lights the candle directly from the Ner Chanukah. But if he would light it indirectly through the kisev, everybody, even Shmuel, would agree that it's awesome because of bizui mitzvah.
He's going the other way.
Yeah, that what?
That's because he doesn't mention it at all. There's no problem whatsoever.
Because what? Say one more time.
Because he doesn't mention kisev at all, then it's mutter legamra.
Could be, but then why not tell me the bigger chiddush? Meaning, why only allow me to do it directly? You know, tell me even through a kisem it should be mutter. And the Ravid actually is masing on the Ram. He says, I feel like they kisem mutter. So the Ravid accepted the approach that there was a machlokas about bizui mitzvah, meaning that Shmuel never accepted the principle of bizui mitzvah with regard to a kisem because his ultimate goal is to light another Ner Chanukah. And therefore, Eris, you have a chair? But there's a chair over here, there's a chair over here, wherever you like.
Come around?
Yeah. Come around the altar. No. Okay. According to the Ravid's approach, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is about the case of a kisem, and Shmuel says that since his ultimate goal is to light another Ner Chanukah, that's not called bizui mitzvah, meaning that we look at the broader picture, we don't look at this particular frame and see that he's using a kisem, shalchol, but rather we say, well, what's his purpose? His ultimate goal is to use this kisev only to light another Ner Chanukah. And if he's lighting another Ner Chanukah, that's not bizui mitzvah. That's the Ravid sheet. And the Rambam sheet is, no, that as far as bizui mitzvah is concerned, even Shmuel was on board. And even he agreed that there's an iser of using a kisev because of bizui mitzvah. Shmuel only disagrees with Rav about the case of akushe mitzvah, which means when he lights the Ner directly from the Ner. So the first question we want to understand is, based on the sugya, we would seem to have an explicit conclusion like the Ravid's approach, which would be matir kisev against the Rambam. Now the Ravid doesn't quote this proof, let's not fool ourselves. But the Gemara itself says the following. How could you, Rav, say that you can't light a candle from Nair to Nair directly? What about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? In the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, they lit from the Nair HaMaravi, the other Nairos, or at least two of the other Nairos, whatever the different sheet is. But there's no question about it that they were Mekayim the mitzvah in the menorah with a direct light from one Nair to the other. And the Gemara says, Kasha. In fact, the Gemara says, Kasha, Kasha. Twice it says Kasha. Now the assumption is, if it says Kasha, okay, this is a very iffy assumption, obviously, you're going to disagree with this, but if it says Kasha, then we go back to our original understanding, that even Rav would agree that there's no such thing as a Kushe mitzvah, and he would allow you to light one Nair from the other, in the case of Nair Chanukah, just like you do in the case of Nair Shebe Mikdash. The machlokas then between Rav and Shmuel is on Bizui mitzvah, meaning when you use a kisen. And Shmuel allows it for the better good or the ultimate goal of lighting another Ner Chanukah. And Rav says it's awesome because that's called Bizui Mitzvah. Right now you're using a kisen. And if the Gemara Paschal is like Shmuel, and we'll get back to that in just a second, but assuming the halacha is like Shmuel against Rav, then kisen should be mutter. Why? Because Shmuel denies Bizui Mitzvah in the case of kisen. Now why would anyone in their right mind think that we Paschal like Shmuel against Rav? The rule of thumb is we Paschal like Rav against Shmuel. So that's what Abai tells us in the name of his Rebbe Rava, that there are three exceptions to the rule. That in three cases, we pass like Shmuel against Rav. One of them is Madlika Miner Liner. In this Machlokas itself, we're going to accept Shmuel. Now, if we accept Shmuel, and we're assuming that Rav agrees that Miner Liner is Mutter, because we can't maintain a Klusha Mitzvah because of the case of the menorah, then we go back to the assumption that Rav disagrees with Shmuel only in the case of a kisein, which is Bizui Mitzvah, which means that Shmuel allows kisein, which is, in Shmuel's frame of reference, not considered Bizui Mitzvah because of the ultimate goal of lighting another Nair. Now, if that be the case, then we're stuck with the question, why does the Rambam leave out the kisein? And that's the Rabbit's point. He should have told me a bigger finish, that not only are you allowed to light a Nair Chanukah directly from a Nair Chanukah, you could light it even through the medium of a kisein. And that's because we pass like Shmuel against Rav, and there's no Bizui Mitzvah when you use a kisa. So that's question number one. Question number two is from the Rambam in Hilchas Maaser Sheni. Now, what's the case of Maaser Sheni? Let's just go over it again. He's got most of Maaser Sheni, which has Kedushas Maaser Sheni. And he's not allowed to be mavaza or denigrate those maaser sheni mos, and yet he wants to use it for a scale. What does it mean, a scale? He wants to weigh his dinrim and make sure that they are shlemim, that not missing any weight in gold. And what he does is he uses maaser sheni money as a scale. In other words, he knows that this maaser sheni money is shalem; it's not missing any part of its metallic volume. He doesn't know what the status of these domim are, these mos are, so he puts them on a scale. So the Gemara says, based on a brison, Masechta Maaser Sheni, that is also. You're not allowed to do that. Because you are denigrating the mos, Maaser Sheni, which you're using as a scale, that have a kedusha of Maaser Sheni. But then the Gemara says, well, what if he's weighing the other mos, meaning the dinrei zav, for the purpose of using them for the mitzvah maaser sheni? Meaning he has other maaser sheni, which he has to be poder, and he wants to be poder them on these dinrei, but he can only do so if he knows that they're shleimim. That's halach and pidgin maaser sheni. So the Gemara says, even that's awesome. Why? I mean, after all, he's doing it for the greater good of a mitzvah. So the Gemara says this is a cash on Shmuel, because Shmuel holds that we always look at the broader picture, and we're never going to define it as Bizui Mitzvah based on that little frame. We're going to see what his ultimate goal is. So what is Shmuel going to do with this brisa? That's the Gemara's cash. The Gemara answers the following: that Anachinam, the reason why this is awesome is not on a Doraisa level called Bizui Mitzvah. Shmuel is right, Lushitoso. There is no Bizui Mitzvah. He's doing it for the sake of Maaser Sheni, but it's awesome in Rabbanah. Why is it awesome in Rabbanan? Because it's unconfirmed. Right? What was Erez? What was the phrase we used yesterday? The outcome is unknown?
It's unguaranteed.
Okay, there's no guarantee to the outcome. Meaning, we don't know what's going to happen after he weighs these coins. They may be shalem, they may be chaser. If they're shalem, everything is wonderful. Then we know that he used Maaser Sheni Mos to weigh something that's going to be used for a mitzvah, according to Shmuel, since it's going to be used for a mitzvah, it's not bizui mitzvah. But if, as luck would have it, it would turn out that after the scale, after the weighing, we find out that these dinries of achaser, that he's not going to use them for pinyan meiser sheni, and therefore it turns out that he used it just simply for chol purposes. He never used it for the greater good of mitzvah. So the Gemara says that the Rabbanim made a gzera. They didn't know what the outcome would be here, so they wouldn't allow you to use these most meiser sheni as a scale, because the outcome might be negative, and you might not be able to use, you know, use these other mos for the purpose of the mitzvah meiser sheni. Well, now we have to see how the Rambam is going to pass. So the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser Sheni says that you're not allowed to use these demei mos as a scale, even if you're going to use the other mos for the sake of pinyan meiser sheni. Says the Rambam, because of gzera, we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Kana could just paskin like Rav against Shmuel, meaning he only allowed you to light the Ner Chanukah directly, and he rejected Shmuel. Shmuel would have gone a step further, and he would have allowed you to light even on your day Kisem. Why? Because the greater good, as we said, you know, the ultimate goal. So here too, if the Rambam wants to tell you why you can't use this, then the Rambam would say, since we don't paskin like Shmuel, meaning we paskin like Rav, that we look at the frame itself, not the broader picture, and therefore this bizui mitzvah right now, I don't care what your ultimate goal is. And the difference here is between a d'oraisa and a gzeira d'rabbanan. Why did the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser Sheni invoke the principle of a gzeira d'rabbanan when there's a d'oraisa over here? And why is it a d'oraisa here? Shmuel would hold it's only d'rabbanan. The Gemara had to defend Shmuel, so the Gemara introduced the gzeira, that maybe at the end of the day he'll find out that these mos are not shalom, and therefore he never used it for a mitzvah. Shmuel himself, therefore, since he would allow you to use it, if you don't introduce the gzera, he would say this is perfectly mutter. Why? Because your goal and your intention is for the sake of pinyan meiser sheni. So the Gemara only introduces a gzera in order to defend Shmuel, but the Rambam himself doesn't paskin like Shmuel, at least not in Hilchos Chanukah. So that's another question. The third question that we had was for the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim u'Musaf. So if you happen to have this handout, you know, you want to see, if not, it's just a few lines about there. The Rambam in Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim is quoted over here on page, it's the third page in this handout, which is, you'll see on the top right, it'll say Kuf Chav Vav, and it's the second paragraph, Me'atot, and the Rambam says that when you light the Ner Sheb Migdash, you have to light it directly from one Ner to the other. And the Rambam says, V'eino yochol lahadlik b'ner acher. Why? Mishum bizoyon. That would be a bizui mitzvah if he uses a Ner acher. Once again, the Rambam seems to be rejecting Shmuel, because again, Shmuel would say, we look at the ultimate purpose. And therefore, since your purpose is to light another Ner in the menorah, that's not bizui mitzvah. But if we reject Shmuel, which that's what we derive from the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, then the only reason why it would be usur to light from one candle to the other would be because of, I'm sorry, the only reason it would be usur to light with a ner acher in between would be because of bizui mitzvah. So it comes out, just to read the language, he says, Lefi Shmuel shalocha kemoso Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam passes it's like Shmuel, and, well, I'm sorry, let me correct my statement here. It's not the Rambam passes like Shmuel, but the Gemara seems to pass it like Shmuel. Meaning, if we accept Shmuel, remember that Rava transmitted to Abaye that this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, and we pass it like Shmuel. If we would pass it like Shmuel, then in the Beis HaMikdash itself, you would be allowed to use a Ner Acher. Good, so the Rambam himself is not so terrible. The Rambam is very consistent. If we reject Shmuel, we don't know why, but we reject Shmuel, and we hold that there is Bizui Mitzvah, then a Ner Acher in Mikdash would be prohibited. So the Rambam is okay. But we're worried about the Ravid. The Ravid passes is like Shmuel, and the Ravid says that there's no Bizui Mitzvah, even though you're using a kisem, because the ultimate good justifies the means. And if that be the case, then in Mignosh, we should also allow using a Ner Acher. So if the Ravid is happy with the Rambam, meaning he doesn't say a word, and the Rambam explicitly says he can't use a Nerachah, then the Ravid is now inconsistent. Because on the one hand, Ilchus Chanukah, the Ravid is passing like Shmuel, there is no Bizui Mitzvah. He's going to allow you to use a Kisen. But in the case of the Beis HaMikdash, he's not going to allow you to use a Nerachah, and the reason for that is because it's going to be a Bizoyon. So again, the Ravid doesn't say that explicitly. But shtika kodod, meaning because he doesn't argue against the Rambam, it would seem that he accepts the Rambam's view, and therefore there would be bizui mitzvah, when the Ravid himself holds there is no bizui mitzvah. So how could the Ravid on the one hand paskin like Shmuel that there is no bizui mitzvah, and yet in Ner Chanukah he seems to tacitly agree with the Rambam that there is bizui in Ner Shabbat Mikdash? I mean, he tacitly agrees with the Rambam that there is bizui.
Why do we have to hold that what we hold in Yom Chanukah is true for the Mikdash? Why can't we say the Mikdash is one of the...
Maybe it's a Chumra and Mikdash, that we upgrade the status of Bizu. But the problem is that the Gemara tries to slug up Rav by proving the halacha from Mikdash. And the whole sugya seems to be premised on an analogy between Ner Chanukah and Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise the whole Gemara makes no sense. Why is the Gemara attacking Rav and then Shmuel based on the Ner Shabbat Mikdash? Maybe the Dinim of Ner Shabbat Mikdash are different than the Dinim of Ner Chanukah. Okay. So Rav said, let's put all this on the side with the hope that we'll come back and put the pieces of the puzzle together. Now we're going to start, reviewing or investigating the sugya of also l'shtamish li'orah shel ner Chanukah or mutal l'shtamish li'orah shel ner Chanukah. Am I allowed to benefit from the ner Chanukah? So the Gemara at the beginning of the sugya of Chanukah, back on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, going on to Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, establishes that according to Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, you're allowed to benefit from ner Chanukah. And based on that, they prohibit lighting inferior oils on Leil Shabbos because you'll come to be mata, because mutal l'shtamish l'ner Chanukah. Rav, on the other hand, who allows you to use these inferior oils on Leil Shabbos, the Gemara derives that Rav holds also l'shtamish b'ner Chanukah. Okay. So that's one sugya. Also l'shtamish l'orish l'ner Chanukah according to Rav. And we're going to call that sugya Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Just that the sugya of Rav is going to be Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Now we have another sugya, and that's on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And that sugya is dealing with what seems to be a whole nother issue, and that is denigrating the Ner Chanukah, which is Bizui Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara says that you're not allowed to count your mos and use the light, the illumination of the Ner Chanukah. Why? Because Shalot Tehei Mitzos Bezuyos Olav. That's the Sugya Daf Chaf Beis. But in the Sugya Daf Chaf Aleph, which is Rav Sheet of Osel Ishtamesh Liora, Rashi says the following. Let's open up to the Rashi, because this is undoubtedly the most important Rashi we have to see. Rashi says, on the top line on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, also l'shtamish li'ora, she'ei nikar shehu ner mitzvah. Rav, what underlies Rav's shita that you're not allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah, is that we need hekera. It has to be obvious that he's lighting this Ner for the sake of what? Of a mitzvah. Otherwise, if he's allowed to benefit from this Ner, then it looks like he's lighting it with sargo for his own benefit, and there's no heker that it's a ner mitzvah. So that's the shita of Rav back on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, at least according to Rashi. Now we have the sugya on Daf Chaf Beis, and the whole sugya on Daf Chaf Beis about whether you're allowed to count your mos to the Or of Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to count your mos to the Or of Ner Chanukah. That whole sugya revolves around a different concept of Shalotei Mitzos Bezuyas Olam. So no longer dealing with the concept of Hekera, of trying to publicize or make a statement here that's clear to the public that you are designating this ner for the mitzvah of Chanukah, for a person by mess. That's not the issue on Daf Chav Beis, but rather the issue on Daf Chav Beis is, am I denigrating the mitzvah? Now watch what goes on here. You know, in halacha, we always differentiate between a universal halacha and a specific halacha, right? A din klali or a din mesuyah. The sugya on Daf Chav Beis is analyzing their chana from the perspective of universal, of all mitzvahs. Shalotei mitzvahs bezuyas olam. Like the Gemara says, when you do kisei adam, you're not allowed to use your feet. And the Gemara is going to talk about bizui mitzvah in many, many different sugyas and shas. Bizui mitzvah is not limited to Ner Chanukah. It doesn't reflect a unique dimension of Ner Chanukah. That's the sugya on Daf Chav Beis. But if we turn back the clock to the sugya on Daf Chav Aleph, the way Rashi interprets it, that Rav says also l'shtamish li'ora, that's based on a unique halacha built into Ner Chanukah. That Ner Chanukah requires a keira, otherwise it's not a ner shel mitzvah, it's not a ner shel pirsum hanes. How do you guarantee that there'll be hekera in this ner Chanukah? How do you prove to the public that you're lighting it for the sake of pirsum hanes? Also, l'shtamish li'ora. You're not benefiting it in any way, so why did you light this candle if you can't benefit from it? The answer is, because it's a ner mitzvah, it's a ner Chanukah. So these are the two sugyas that we have. Okay. So at this point, bless you. What we want to do is, we want to, in this handout that I gave out, I don't know if we have any extra copies for those who didn't get one. I think Harvey has a copy here. Harvey, do you want to look at this? Okay, I know, maybe we shouldn't. Okay. It's just that he only comes once a week, so. Here we have on page Kuf Chav Zayin, the last paragraph. He quotes the sugyan Chaf Aleph Omed Aleph, and then on the next page, which is page Kuf Chaf Ches, he quotes the sugya on Chaf Aleph Omed Beis, and that's the paragraph Ulam, if you see such a paragraph. And in that paragraph, about two-thirds of the way down, you'll see it in bold print, he quotes Rashi, and Rashi says, "Also l'shtamish li'ora shehi nikar shehu ner mitzvah." So that's what we have on Chaf Aleph. We need this hekera. Then we fast forward to Daf Chaf Beis, and all of a sudden the Gemara is approaching it from a whole different perspective. If you count your coins to the or of ner Chanukah, then guess what? The Gemara says that's bizui mitzvah. In other words, the Gemara seems to completely omit the whole discussion about Hekera and instead hones in on a very specific kind of hana that you're getting from it, which is a hana that is bizui mitzvah. Now here at this point we want to ask the following question. Is there a nafkemina? Does it make any difference whether you call it also l'shtamish li'or because of Heker or whether you call it also l'shtamish li'or because of bizui mitzvah? And what's going to be the obvious answer?
Yes.
But what is the nafkemina? You know, if you're talking about bizui mitzvah, are you going to include all benefits from the Ner Chanukah?
So you can use it for other mitzvot.
Excellent. If you're talking about bizui mitzvah, then if I'm using it for the benefit of another mitzvah, that's not bizui mitzvah. That's not necessarily degrading the mitzvah. If on the other hand you're dealing with hekera, then when I point to this Ner Chanukah, I have to declare that I'm getting no benefit whatsoever. It's totally dedicated to Pirsum Hanes for the purpose of Chanukah. If I have any other benefit, if I dedicate it for, let's say, reading a sefer, you know, for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is great. I mean, that's not a bizui mitzvah. But on the other hand, it undermines the hekera because now it looks like I'm lighting this candle for the sake of reading a sefer. Or, for example, if I'm eating a Suda Shabbos and I'm lighting my Hanukkah candles Erev Shabbos, and now I'm going to illuminate my dining room and my table by virtue of the Ner Chanukah, then, once again, I've completely undermined the Hekera element. Is that clear? Because you can no longer say, well, he lit it for the sake of Chanukah, for the sake of Pirsum Hanes. Maybe he lit it for the sake of Suda Shabbos, whatever mitzvah you have in mind. So this point is made by none other than the Baal HaMa'or. And this I want you to see, if you can, inside. Again, if you don't have it, maybe you want to look on with someone. It's the bottom right column on Kuf Chof Ches, V'kosa Valamor. Says the Valamor, Nechleku Asugis. There is a machlokas here between two sugyas about the prohibition of against enjoining you from getting benefit from the Nechana. Number one, the first sugya is on Daf Chof Aleph, and that sugya holds that Oslish Tamish Li Ora Mipnesh Tzorch She Nikar Shehu Ner Mitzvah, Kidere Rashi. In order to make a public statement that this Ner is totally, exclusively dedicated to the Heker, to the Pirsum HaNes of Ner Chanukah. And that's called Oslish Tamish Li Ora. That's on Daf Chof Aleph. V'im Ken, says the Baal HaMor, if we go with the Sugya Daf Chof Aleph, and here we bold it, also l'shtamesh b'neros afilu l'tashmish al kedusha, even for some sort of lofty purpose, for another mitzvah, it's awesome, because that's going to undermine the Heker element, because who says that you lit it for Chanukah, maybe you lit it for another mitzvah. Aval, he says in Kachos HaSugya Daf Chof Beis, so veres shetama isur kedei, Shaloyeh mitzvahs b'zuyas olav. He says, "Ein zu siba miyuchedes b'ner Chanukah el din hashayach lechol haTorah kula," meaning all of it's in the Torah. That you're not allowed to do a denigrating act by using this mitzvah for your purposes. Lefi zeh, if he's being mishtamesh for a tashu shal kedushiyeh mutar. So before we see the poskim halacha, the Baal HaMor has already set up a machlokas here about what underlies the isur of being mishtamish lior shener Chanukah, and with an afkamim. One way of approaching it, which is Rav Hadaf Chof Aleph, is because of Hekera. And the other way is because of, in fact, it's Ravasi on Daf Chof Beis, because of Shalotei Mitzvahs Bezuyas Olav. And the difference is that if you're working with Rav Asi on Daf Chof Beis, it's a very limited kind of Isur Ishtamshis. If you're using it in a denigrating way, for some Tashmish Shel Chol, that's called Bezuyas Olav. If, on the other hand, you'd be using it for a Tashmish Shel Kedusha, then it would be Mutter. That's not Bezuyas Olav. In fact, as we said before, if you're lighting one Ner Chanukah from the other Ner Chanukah, or, for example, you use a Kisem in order to light from one Ner Chanukah to the other, that L'chor should not be a problem of Mitzvah's Bezuyas Olav, because he's doing it for the sake of a mitzvah.
Shouldn't be a problem of Heker either.
Oh, would it be? Now we'll get back to the Sugya Daf Chof Aleph. You're a step ahead of me, as usual. That Daf Chof Aleph, the Sugya of Rav, says that what? Also L'shtamish Lior because of Heker. Says the Baal HaMor, if it's because of Heker, then you're not allowed to use this Ner Chanukah for anything. As long as you're using the Ner Chanukah for something else, then, right? Even if it's a Tashmish Shel Kedusha, no, you're right. I didn't have in mind the question of Ner L'Ner. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it because it threw us off. But I mean to say, let's say I'm using it to read a Sefer, or I'm using it for a Suda Shabbos. In those cases, that would be problematic because I need a Heker. And if I need a Heker, then the question always is, well, why am I lighting this candle? And if I can justify and give you another reason that motivated me to light the candle other than Ner Chanukah, then I've undermined the Heker of Ner Chanukah. So that's the Baal HaMor. Okay. Now what I'd like to study with you now is the Rashba. So here, if anybody wants a copy of the Rashba, we have some extra copies here, pass it around. Now again, which sugya do we paskin like? The one on Chof Aleph of Rav, that we have a problem with Hekeru, which according to the Baal HaMor is an all-inclusive Easter, even for Tashmish Shel Kedusha? Or do we paskin like the sugya Daf Chof Beis of Bizui Mitzvah, which limits us to a case where you're being Mavaz, the Mitzvah doesn't apply to Tashmish Shel Kedusha? So that's a machlokas between the Tur and the Bala Itur. The Tur says, "Also l'shtamish li'ora, lo shna tashmish shel kedusha, v'lo shna tashmish shel chol." It doesn't matter; it's an all-inclusive isur. Ubala Itur kosov dafka tashmish shel chol, al tashmish shel kedusha shari. And then the Torah concludes after quoting the Balaita Velomihira Ladoni of Yarosha. So the Torah, based on his father the Rosh, paskins that there's an all-inclusive absolute Isur Lishtamish Liora. And the reason why is because once you Mishtamish Liora, even if it's for the purpose of Kedusha, you've undermined what?
Hekera.
The Balaita, on the other hand, allows you to use the Ner Chanukah benefit for the purpose of Tashil Kedusha. Apparently, the Bala Iter understands that we pass like the second sugya, the sugya on Daf Chav Beis, that the only problem with Ishtam Shasi on Ner Chanukah is what? Is Bizui, and there's no Bizui if it's the Tzara Kedusha. All this is summarized in this article that I gave you out on the bottom of the page, meaning on the left column, on Kuf Chav Ches. Now, he claims, which I didn't get a chance to research, that it's not just the Rosh who accepts this chumrah all across the board, and you're not allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah all-inclusive, even for a Tashmish Shel Kedusha. He identifies that with not only the Rosh, but also the Rif and the Rambam. So believe neither, if we get a chance, we'll check out the Rif and the Rambam. Right now, we'll rely on him. In the same paragraph, he quotes a Bach. Again, all this is in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. And the Bach claims that we pass like both Shittos, like both Sukkis. That we're going to accept the sugya l'alocha on Daf Chaf Aleph, which means that we have a problem of hekera, and we're going to accept the sugya on Daf Chaf Beis, the problem of bizui mitzvah. The pella in my mind is that what does the Bach gain by paskining like the sugya of bizui mitzvah? Once you paskined that there's a hekera problem, which we established as an all-inclusive Easter tashmish that includes even a Tashmishal Kedusha, so what do you gain here by adding Bizui Mitzvah into the equation? You know, where is Bizui? So now I'm thinking maybe Achiel's answer is on the mark here. Let's just think that if you have Bizui Mitzvah, that if you're using a Kisem, then maybe that would not undermine the Hekira. Okay, that's something that we'd have to think about. In any event, if you turn to the next page, you'll see that on the next page, starting with the paragraph Vehine, he quotes a Rashba. You see that? So I thought that maybe we should look up the Rashba in the original. I'll tell you why. Because you could see from his quote in the paragraph of Hina, he's starting in the middle. Like, the first word that he quotes from the Rashba is V-O. So I thought, you know, let's get a little bit of the background here. So if you have the Rashba, there are actually two paragraphs in the Rashba that are relevant to us, which you'll find here on this copy. The first paragraph, he goes back to the Sugya Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis to explain the sheet of Rav. And he offers two interpretations of Rav. And neither of these interpretations reflect what we saw in Rashi. Rashi says the reason why Rav says also Shtam Shalom is because of Rav Hekera. And the Rashba is not operating with Hekera. He gives two possible explanations of Rav. And if I'm not mistaken, you'll check me out to see if you agree with me. None of them are Rashi's explanation of Hekera. Omer Abir, my time of the Rav, because some are Kofsein Zokol, V'yosel Ishtamash Liyor. The time of the Milsa, what's the reason why, according to Rav, we're enjoined from benefiting from the Ner Chanukah? Mishum Dal Yidei Nes, Shenasa B'Menorah, Tiknu. It was because of the miracle that took place in the menorah in the Migdash. That's why they made the Takon of Ner Chanukah Hilkach. Therefore, Asa Uha, meaning they made the Ner Chanukah, they upgraded the Ner Chanukah ki menorah, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, Sha'asul Ishtamesh Li'ora. Now, I would understand the following, that whether or not you accept Rashi and his interpretation of Rav back on Chof Aleph Amid Beis, or you accept this first interpretation of the Rashba, based on the menorah and Migdash, in either event, the Isur Lishtamesh Li'ora is going to be all-inclusive. Because let's say, for example, back in the Migdash, if I wanted to use the Or of the menorah to eat my Shabbos meal on a Friday night, would I be allowed to do that? Absolutely not. And basically, I think this explanation of the Rashba, the first one, he's going to give another one, but the first one reflects what we know from the Brisa and Masechta Sofrim, which we're all familiar with, Haneros Halolu Kodeshem, V'Ein Lanu Rishus L'Shtamish Behem. And ain't no rishus l'shtamish ben klal, we can add now. Next time you say al anisa, we add the word klal. Because, I don't mean that seriously, but the klal meaning it's an all-inclusive prohibition because haneros halolu kodesh. Now, what gives the ner Hanukkah status of kodesh? It's got to be this principle of the Rashba, unless you come up with a better answer. Yeah, Dr. Joel?
Was there other, where the menorah was there other light that the Kohanim could use? I mean, how do you use that light? There was no other light for them to...
Well, I don't know how often they ate as soon as Shabbos in the Heichal Shem Amigdash.
They walked around in the Heichal, they had to see. We use the Shamash, so we say, well, the light we get in our room is from the Shamash, not from the Hanukkah candle.
So your kasha is, what did the Kohanim use to light up the corners of the Heichal?
They can't use
the
light. They did
the Dish of Mizbach HaPrivi, whatever they did, what light did they use? Did they have the flashlight in their pocket? What did they use? That's your question.
Right.
Okay, good question. But in any event, getting back to the principle, because that's more important, if you allow me. Haneiros Halol Kodesh Haim. Why should Ner Chanukah have any Kedusha to it? But I think that this could supply the answer to that question. That if you're equating Asua Kimenorish of the Migdash, then that would justify why they generated the status of Kedusha to the Ner Chanukah. And if that be the case, then again, Rashi is right, La Halacha, for a different reason, that Osulish Tavish Ben Klal. But now the Rashba offers another explanation. Why does Rav prohibit you from enjoin you from using the Ner Chanukah? For your own person. Says Inami Kevan de la Mitzvah Madlika, since he's designating this for the purpose of a mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Imish Tamish, but if he uses it, Ika Bizui Mitzvah. So the Baal Amar, if you recall, was avoiding Bizui Mitzvah like the plague, because the Baal Amar thought Bizui Mitzvah was a sugya that's going to appear on Daf Chav Beis for the first time. It's going to make its premiere presentation on stage on Daf Chav Beis. In the case of counting your mos, also lehartzos mos of b'fnei ner Chanukah, because of mitzvahs b'suya solah. What the Rashba is doing now in his second approach is he's taking that sugya b'zui mitzvah and he's bringing it backwards all the way up lehakdim to the sugya dafka falaf beis of Rashi, and also l'shtamish l'ori is because of b'zui mitzvah. Even though the Rav didn't mention the word b'zui mitzvah, but yesh l'aniach, we could assume that Rav had in mind b'zui mitzvah. So those are the two possibilities that the Rashba presents in this first paragraph. Now I think at this point we want to fast forward to the Hilchos of the second paragraph. Just give me a minute to, I don't want to miss up on anything important.
May I for a second?
Ah, see, yeah, Erez. What do you want to say? You can have a problem now with the other Shem.
So you're saying the first reason is because it's it has Kiddushah because it's for Pirsumei Nisa, not Hakira.
Wait a second. Let's not introduce Pirsumei Nisa. You can't accuse me of that.
Okay, so it's reminding us.
I didn't see it. What?
So it's reminding us of the Nes that was done in the menorah.
I think if you don't want errors, I'm going to polish it up a little bit. Do you mind?
Yes, yeah.
What I'm saying, not that it's going to remind me of the Nes in the menorah, but Asua Kimenorah. Let's see it inside. I think he says Asua Kimenorah, no? Yeah. You see it on the fourth line, right? Asua Kimenorah. That's a key phrase here. We should really underline that. Because Asua Kimenorah means that they gave our humble Ner Chanukah a different status. They upgraded it to the status of a menorah. Menorah meaning the menorah in the Mikdash. That's his first approach. Then he goes on to be...
Okay, so my question on that was, if it has a status of Kiddushah, then you can, in general... My understanding is you could use it for other mitzvot. It's not hekera, it's...
On the contrary. In the base of Migdash, that's my question, if they wanted to use the ner shem Migdash for a mitzvah, that would not be permissible. Why? Because there's something called hegdash. I mean, we should really write this on the board. When we talk about hegdash, I mean, again, hegdash is a very complicated concept because different types of hegdash. There's kedushas domim and kedushas guf. But let's talk about the most extreme or most stringent and intense kind of hegdash. That's kedushas guf. In the case of kedushas guf, I can't use that for anything. It's completely awesome. That's the status of hegdash. Comes on the Rashba, and he says something which, when you think about it, is pretty mind-boggling. That asua kimenorah, Which means, again, you and I, we're not as far from this because we say Al-Anisim. So, you know, we're used to this. But before, if let's say you didn't say Al-Anisim, which is based on a Brisa of Masechta Sofrim, then to say that the Neros have Kedusha, I mean, Shmuel himself in the Gemara is going to say, V'chiner Kedusha Yeshbo? What Kedusha does a Ner have? It's a Chetzel Mitzvah. It's not a Chetzel Kedusha. Tefillin has Kedusha. Sefer Torah has Kedusha. We have many objects that have Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. Maybe the Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha. But a Ner Chanukah, with all due respect, well, how's it different than a lulav? Does a lulav have kedusha? You know, not let it be mavaz a lulav, maybe if it's designated for the mitzvah, but doesn't have kedusha. But now, according to the Baal HaMor, we can really open up a new vista here about the nature of Ner Chanukah that has kedusha, and that's because asu'ua kemenorah. And therefore, you would not be allowed to use this Ner Chanukah and benefit from it in any shape or form, even for the sake of kedusha. Because that's the status of Hegdish. Okay, then he goes on to... Now, at some point, he backtracks a little. He says, wait a minute. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda say that you're allowed to enjoy the benefit of Ner Chanukah. Mutul Ishtavish Liora. So what are they going to do with Bizui Mitzvah? I mean, after all, Bizui Mitzvah is a well-accepted principle, which is a Doraisa that's derived from Kisui Adam. And not only that, what about the case of Bizui Mitzvah with shkilas meiser sheni money, right? You use meiser sheni money for your weight, for your scale. I mean, there the Gemara says that's called bizui mitzvah. Yesh lomar the sfirlu l'Rav Huna of Rav Chisda that there are two categories of ishtamshus. If he's mishtamish begufo, like for example the case of shkila, where he uses the damim, the dmei meiser sheni themselves, the weight of the damim, that's called begufo. That's already bizui mitzvah. Or, for example, if he lights up a cigarette, you know, by lighting, getting the flame from an Ner Chanukah, right? That's kisna. That certainly would be bizui mitzvah, and that's what the Torah prohibits because of the gufa mitzvah. But in the case of ishtamshus liora, when he's only benefiting not from the Ner itself, but just from the light that comes from the Ner, according to their opinion, that's not considered bizui mitzvah. Okay, that's what I wanted to be mashlim in the first paragraph. But really what I want to study with you is the second paragraph. Because here in the second paragraph, the Rashba comes up with a number of chidushim. And I think he ties together quite a few sugyas into one. First of all, he wants to know, how do we paskin? After all, we have Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, both of whom agree that mutal ishtamish liora. Then you have Rav who says also ishtamish liora. It's two against one at this point. Right, we'll leave out bizui mitzvah. But let's say in a case where he's not using the gufa mitzvah, so it's not real full-fledged bizui mitzvah, l'chora you would say we should pass like Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. So then he goes on to prove that in this case we're going to pass him like Rav. Hilchus ha-keman di-omer also ishtamish liora. The haki asa Ravin, when Ravin came along, he also agreed in the name of Rav Yochanan, and he accepted this from Abaye, that also ishtamish liora. Abaye himself was a little bit, he was clapping al-chait, as we'd say, because originally he had questions, he didn't know whether to rely on Rabbi Yirmi, and then he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, so he relied on the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that also ishtamish liora. And had he relied on Rabbi Yirmi, which he heard in his youth, it would have been Girsa the Yankas. Okay, fine. Now, this is where it gets exciting. Virava Nami, okay, Du Basra. Again, those words Du Basra you can put in brackets because that's going to give Rava a lot of halachic import here. Hachi Svirle, he also agrees that Osel Ishtamish Liora. How do I know this? Says the Rashba, and I would ask you to underline these words. Kidemuchach Besomach. We're going to see this very shortly in the Gemara here on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, that Rava says the following: V'tzorech ner acheres lehishtamish liora. How did the Rashba understand Rava's statement V'tzorech ner acheres, what we call a shamash, lehishtamish liora? What does it mean lehishtamish liora? I need just one word here. Lahatir. Do you follow me? Lahatir hishtamshus liora, meaning Rava was worried about the following scenario. that if, for whatever reason, I get benefit from the light of Ner Chanukah, I've now violated this Isur of Osel L'shtamish Li'ora. So Rava came along and he came up with a solution to this problem. Right? Huitzia Pitaron. What's his Pitaron? Add another candle, and then you're allowed to benefit, because we're going to attribute your benefit to that extra candle, not to the Ner Chanukah. So the Rashba understood that the only reason, the only way of justifying Rava's requirement of an extra Ner is if you assume also L'shtamish Li'or, is Mukhak from the fact that Rava required an extra Ner, that he is on board with the sheet of Rav, that also L'shtamish Li'or. And the girsa that he has in the Gemara is Kidei L'shtamish Li'or. Now if you freeze this frame for a minute without losing the place and go back to the article that we gave out from the Ratz Kitzvi, you'll see that on page, which page does he quote the Gong? On page Kuf Chof Ches, he quotes the Gong. Just one second. I'm sorry, on page Kuf Chof Ches. So you see that paragraph that starts Amar Rava, which is the first major paragraph on Kuf Chof Ches, if everybody has it. He quotes the Gaon. The Gaon in Hagos Hagro, which we'll see on our page, if you have a classical edition of the Talmud Bavli, you know, from Vilna, you'll see on the side the Hagos Hagro, and the Gro takes out two words from the Gemara. And in the Gro's Gemara, it doesn't say, Omar Rav, Tzorech Ner Acheres Lihishtamesh Li'ora, but simply, Tzorech Ner Acheres. And there's an extra Ner that you have to add. Has nothing to do with Kidei L'shtamish Li'ora. So why do we need a Ner Acheres if it's not coming, as the Rashba would insist, to be Matir Hanor, to benefit from the Ner? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says here, it's about 10 lines up from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Tzorech Ner Acheres. Rashi says, the Ilo, if he doesn't have a Ner Acheres, Lo Havi Heker. So Rashi, once again, Rashi's very consistent, you know, this is high on Rashi's agenda, that we need Heker in Ner Chanukah. And the extra Ner is going to indicate Heker. But again, let's go through this. There's a paradox here. Because on the one hand, the Gaon takes out the words L'shtavish Li'or, which means that according to Rava, I don't need a matir l'shtavish li'or. Which sounds like, according to the Gaon, and this is diametrically opposed to the Rashba, Rava is not on board with Rav. He never accepted the sheet of Rav that also l'shtavish li'or. So the gears that we have, which the Gaon rejects, would indicate that since Rav, as the Rashba would present it, accepted the sheet, since Rava, excuse me, accepted the sheet of Rav, that also l'shtamish li'ora, so Rava wanted to solve that problem and find some sort of a heter where you could get some benefit from Ner Chanukah. And therefore, Tzorech Acheres, Ner Acheres l'shtamish li'ora. The Gaon, on the other hand, understood that according to Rava, Mutal l'shtamish li'ora. Rava is not on board here with Rav. On the contrary, he belongs to the Shita of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. They're Mutal l'shtamish li'ora. But nevertheless, you need an extra Ner for Hekera. So it comes out the following, that dafka, because it's mutal l'shtamish li'ora, what does it look like now when you light an Ner Chanukah?
Your own purpose.
For your own purposes. Do you follow? In other words, if I would ask you the following question, if there are two possibilities, there's mutal l'shtamish li'ora and asal l'shtamish li'ora, which one desperately needs a heker? Or which one more desperately needs a heker than the other one, if you follow that? Mutal l'shtamish li'ora, because it's mamish like you're a nail at Zarko.
Why is that a heker? Why is that a hakera? And I have another candle.
So just one second. So again, are you with me now? Why I need hekera? I mean, according to the Rashba, this sugya of Ner Acheres of Rav is Kidei l'shtamish li'ora, is a matir for the Isur Shtamshus. Now I'm holding, according to the Gaon, that this same Rava holds Mutal l'shtamish li'ora. So clearly I'm not going to add a Ner to be Matir l'shtamish li'ora, because it's Mutal l'shtamish, it was never awesome to begin with. Why do I need then a Ner Acheres? Because Rava holds Mutal l'shtamish li'ora. And what does that Ner now look like? Why is he lighting it? What motivates him to light it? For his own purposes, because mutal l'shamash the ora, then where's the hakera? So you and I could have said, well, Rava dumps the requirement of hakera over, and he never required hakera. But Rashi here, who doesn't seem to have the girsa l'shamash the ora, again, you could argue back and forth about that, but at least the Gaon would probably wave that flag and say that Rashi never had the girsa of l'shamash the ora, because it doesn't appear in Rashi. He's going to insist that Rava requires a ner acheres for what? For hekeru. Now, Dr. Joel is saying, but maybe I need two neros, right? Who says one ner is enough, right? The more light you have, the better. That question I can't answer. But let's just assume that if he lights a ner, let's say he takes a little bit of a walk around the block, you know, he lights one ner, and then right next to that ner, all of a sudden he comes back and he lights another ner. So that's called hekeru. So I just want to point out to you that we're learning the Rashba now, but you should really add this paragraph, so to speak, as a footnote onto the Rashba. So let's go back to the Rashba. Again, the Rashba is insisting that according to Rava, like Rav who came before him, also l'shtamish li'ora, and now Rava says, I need another there, k'dei l'shtamish li'ora. That's the gears of our Svarim, and that's what the Rashba had in his text of the Gemara. Okay. Now at this point, he quotes the Baal Amor. Now what we had until now is only a partial perspective of the Baal Amor. What we saw in the Baal Amor until now was that there are two mahalchim, let's just summarize. There are two answers to the question, why Asur l'shtamash li'ora? One is based on upgrading the Ner to the status of the menorah in Mikdash, and the other was based on Bizud Mitzvah. Right? No. I'm sorry. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. No. I'm sorry. Let's start again. What are the two mahalchim? So the Baal Amor offered one mahalch that's based on Hekera. That was Rava on Daf Chaf Aleph. And the other mahalch was Rav Asi on Daf Chaf Beis. Says the Baal Amor, and that's Bizui Mitzvah. And says the Baal Amor, the Nafkamin is going to be L'shem Kedusha, L'tzar Kedusha. That if I hold Hekera, then that's going to be an absolute all-inclusive prohibition that'll include even L'shem Kedusha. Whereas if I hold Bizui Mitzvah, then L'shem Kedusha is not a problem. But the Rashba here has a whole nother, shall I say, a wing, I don't know what word to use, in the Baal Amor. Look at this. V'araz ha'levi zal, kasav, de'ahi, that statement of Rava, of Tzorech Ner Acheres, afilu lemandiyomar mutu l'shtamish li'ora, modaba. Here the Baal Amor is taking the position of the Gaon, again obviously 700 years before the Gaon or more, but he's saying that even if I maintain that mutu l'shtamish li'ora, which means that I still I'm still going to need a ner acheres. I don't have to justify Rava's requirement of a ner acheres based on osel l'shtamish li'ora. Even if I hold mutal l'shtamish li'ora, I still need a ner acheres. The ileka ner acheres haroa omer litzarka hu di adlika, which means that he's activating the principle of Rashi of Hekera, and he's saying that I got to get Hekera. How do I achieve Hekera? And now we're saying that even if we hold Mutal l'shtamish li'ora, I still have to achieve Hekera. So this is very fascinating, because we had a machlokas until now between, let's line it up, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda on one end, and Rav on the other hand, about whether Mutal l'shtamish li'ora. And we assumed, as Rashi says it, that Rav sheet of Asur l'shtamish li'ora is because Vekera. And Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, maybe they're not moved by this whole concept of Vekera. They don't require Hekera. And Haraya, Mutal l'shtamish li'ora. I mean, if it's Mutal l'shtamish li'ora, then what is the onlooker think? Litzarko komadze. Okay. Comes along the Baal Amor, and he points out, which I think is in the Gaon as well, that even if I hold Mutal l'shtamish li'ora, I still need Hekera. But what vehicle, what agent is going to achieve my goal of Hekera? I don't need to go as far as to say it's also l'shtavish lior. Even if mutal l'shtavish lior, I can still achieve hekher through what? Jeff?
The other candle.
The ner acheres. Okay then? So we now have the following. We now have the Baal Amor who's saying that the machlokes between who says that although Rav Huna, Rav Chisda hold mutl shtamish liora, it doesn't mean that they're off the charts as far as the requirement of hekera. And that's what Rava wants to point out, that enochinami, even if I hold mutl shtamish liora, and maybe we could add even dafka if I hold, even how much more so if I hold mutl shtamish liora, I still require hekera. And Rava is going to solve the problem of hekera through the vehicle of ner acheres.
How does that do it?
Okay, so again, I don't want to go through this whole thing over and over again. Apparently he lit one candle, that would have been enough. He took a walk around the block, and then he lit another candle. What's the second candle? One candle was enough. Look, if you want to argue against the Baal Amor, that's up to you.
The Pashto says that if you walk around the block, it's darker now, so he's two candles.
No. He didn't walk around the block. He went to the kitchen, okay? I'm sorry, Alan. Okay? Again, Rav Osai, look, Shteik Baal Amor, and the Gaon repeats it 7 centuries later, that in order to solve the problem of Hekera, you're going to have to add an extra candle. So we're going to have to accept that as axiomatic. You want to argue against the Baal Amor, so to take your head, okay. Nem the cup, and schlug them out.
Why did he need the fourth? Why couldn't he do it one after the other?
No. I'm just saying the following. I'm trying to just dramatize to make it easier for someone who has what I call a different kind of approach to learning. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have the same approach to that I have to learning, then I can still satisfy you. Why? Because I'm telling you that one nair would be sufficient. Now you want to tell me that one nair is not sufficient, you needed two nairos. So go argue with the Baal Amor. Don't take me to court. Take the Baal Amor to court. But I come from a school of thought, when a Rishon says something, then you relate to it, b'yiras hakavod. You just throw it out. Okay, so let's accept the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says, all he needs for his purposes is one candle. He already lit one candle. So why is he lighting a second candle? The answer is l'shem mitzvah. Okay, that's the Baal Amor. You want to argue with the Baal Amor? B'vakasha. I'm not the defense attorney of the Baal Amor. Oh. So now, Rabosai, listen to this. The Rashba, when he wanted to pile up evidence to prove that we paskin like Rav, that also l'shtamish li'ora, he quotes Rava. Why? Because Rava is a Basra. And halachic Basra, Rava comes into the later generation, and we always paskin like the later generation. Now, according to the Baal Amor, that whole way of thinking just falls by the wayside. Because the Baal Amor insists that even Rava accepts mutal l'shtamish li'ora. He never accepted Rav's opinion about osel l'shtamish li'ora. Why does he need an era cheres? Thank you. And I'm adding my own little flavor here, that Adarabba, if you hold mutal l'shtamish li'ora, that's even a greater impetus to try to find the solution to hekera, and that's why Rava came up with this solution. Okay. If the Baal Amor would have stopped here, so the Rashba would have said to him, okay, you know, you had a different girsa, maybe you didn't have the girsa that we have in our Sfarim of l'shtamish li'ora, which indicates that also l'shtamish li'ora, unless you have that Be'er Acheres, to be mati. But here, the Baal Amor went a step further. I'm going to open up the window a little bit here. I know it's cold outside. It's getting winter. We're in that transition period.
Open it all the way.
All right. I don't know. We'll negotiate this. You know, I was a Rebbe in Shalavim for a decade, and in Shalavim they had a philosophical principle that they operated with, that the Israelis and the Americans had to live in the same dormitory. So you'd have two Israelis in one side of the room and two in the other. So it's unbelievable. The most difficult problem we had in Shalavim was whether this was a fight between the Israelis and the Americans. The Israelis would say, open the window, and the Americans would say, close the window. And this went on for about 6 months. Okay. Anyway, so here's the deal. Says the Baal Amor, I have a proof that Rava holds. Just one second, let me get this straight. Sorry. I'll make sure I get the cheshbon straight. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Let's start again. The Rashba has a proof that Rava holds also l'shtamish lior. In other words, the Rashba is now taking up an opposite position to the Balamor, and we know that's also against the Gra, that Rava must be holding also l'shtamish lior. Now, which statement of Rava is going to prove this? Because again, unless the Rashba could introduce another statement of Rava, all we have so far is that Rava says that Tzarech Ner Acheres. Tzarech Ner Acheres might be just this, because you're not allowed to benefit from the Ner, so you need a way of circumventing that Isur. What else do we have from Rava? Did I miss something else? That's what we have so far, okay? I think there's something else here, but I may have missed it. Okay. Now, says the Rashba, we have another Rav on Daf Chof Gimel. What does Rav say on Daf Chof Gimel? You know, you have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, that's for Pirsum Anes. You have a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, and that's for the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis. Which is greater? What's the case? So Rav says he has only one Ner, and it's Leil Shabbos of Chanukah, Erev Shabbos, right? What should he do with the Ner? Should he use it as an Ner Chanukah for the mitzvah of Pirsum Anes, forfeiting the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? Or should he use it and dedicate it for the mitzvah of Shabbos, for Shalom Bayis, and forfeit the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? And he goes on to prove, Rava, this is Sugya Daf of Gimel, we'll get to the Neder, that Ner Shabbos is greater than Ner Chanukah, Shalom Bayis is so fundamental. Fake the Rashba, I don't understand. Why is Rava racking his brains? Whether he should use it for this mitzvah or that, let him use it for both mitzvahs. Why? Because Rava holds, according to the Balamor, this, right? Because the Rashba is fighting against the Balamor. Then mutul l'shtamish lior. So it's mutul l'shtamish lior. You're allowed to use the Ner Chanukah for any purpose you want. So you want to use it for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? Use it for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. For example, you put a Ner, where do you put a Ner Shabbos, let's say? What would be the optimum? Again, people don't necessarily do this, so we're not passing halacha here, because I don't want to cross swords with all of you minhagim. But according to the strict, pure halacha, where should the Ner Shabbos be placed?
On
the Shabbos table. Why? Because you want to enhance your mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, of Onik Shabbos. So you want to light up the table. Correct? Now, I like this. So we have to introduce another sugya here called Mishas HaKonavir. So the Gemara says Mishas HaKonavir, in the original mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, where did you put your Ner Chanukah? On the outside. But now we're putting the Ner Chanukah Afilu Al Shulchano. That's what the Gemara says. So imagine, it's Friday night of Chanukah, and I'm going to put my Ner Chanukah on the table, and that's exactly where the Ner Shabbos belongs. Where's the contradiction between the two? Why can't I have my cake and eat it? I can be making both mitzvahs with one Ner. Why? Because there's no tarti disaster. There's no contradiction between the two Neros. Because even from the perspective of Ner Chanukah, I'm allowed to enhance my Seuda. And if I'm going to enhance my Seuda, I'm going to be making the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Everything is wonderful. Wunderbar. You know, I have both mitzvahs. I have both Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Is the answer is, says the Rashba, Mikan, from here I prove against the Balamor that Rava holds, also l'shtamish lior Ner Chanukah. If it's also l'shtamish lior Ner Chanukah, then you can't use the Ner Chanukah at all. That's his assumption, the Rashba. And again, at this point, I think the Rashba is going with his first approach up above in the first paragraph, namely that also l'shtamish lior Ner Chanukah is asu'ua ki menorah. So if it's asu'ua ki menorah, then you're not allowed to have any benefit with that. There's a little kodesh. You can't even use it for the benefit of your Suda Shabbos. If that be the case, then it's a tarti disasre, says the Rashba, to use this Ner Chanukah at one and the same time for both Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, because also l'shtamish lior. That's Rava Shita. But if you would interpret Rava the way the Balamor interprets Rava, namely that Rava holds mutal l'shtamish lior. And the only reason the Rava over there on Daf Chaf Alef Beis added another there is in order to create a Hekera. So if that be the case, if mutal l'shtamish lior, what's the problem with Rava Daf Chaf Gimel, who says I have to? It's an either or situation. I can either use it for Ner Chanukah for this, or Ner Shabbos for this, but I can't use it for both. Why can't I use it for both if it's mutter l'shtamish liora? So again, Bishleima says the Rashba, if Rava maintains like Rav that also l'shtamish liora, then I have time to the sasri here, because the whole purpose of a Ner Shabbos is to enjoy the benefit of the Ner, to enhance my seudah. But the whole purpose of a Ner Chanukah is also l'shtamish liora. So if also l'shtamish liora, I can't possibly use the same candle for both. Mashen Kain, according to, this is the Rashba talking, according to you, the Baal Amor, that you hold that according to Rav Mutter l'shtamish liora, what's the problem here? Mutter l'shtamish liora, let it be both a Ner Chanukah and a Ner Shabbos. What one word would blow this whole logic of the Rashba out of the water? One word I need.
Hekera.
The word Hekera. I'll be right with you, Alan. Let me just go with Dr. Joel's impetus here. If there's Allah of Hekera, then it could be the following. The Baal Amor would argue that the reason why Rava requires an Era Cheres is because Mutal Ishtamish Lioran is no Hekera. The Era Cheres, again, magically, we don't know exactly how, solves your problem of Hekera. Oh. So now, Hekera means that I am designating this Ner as a Ner Chanukah. You want to tell me no? I'm going to use it for another mitzvah. Namely, for what mitzvah?
Shabbos.
Ner Shabbos. So then you haven't designated it as a Ner Chanukah. You just undermined the whole purpose of Rava, namely Hekera. Why? Because Hekera means it has to be a Ner Chanukah. Again, I'm not entering into the question of whether Mutal Ishtamish Liora or Asal Ishtamish Liora. Even if I hold Mutal Ishtamish Liora, but I have another problem here. Hekera means a unique, exclusive dedication of the Ner for the sake of Persumanisa. It's as if I would wear a flag or a badge that says, I'm now lighting a Ner Chanukah, meaning I am now being Mefarsim the Ness of Chanukah. What are you talking about? You're using it as a Ner Shabbos. You're a no good fabricator. You know, you're lying to me. You're telling me you're using it for Ner Chanukah when at the same time you're using it for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Forget about the brachas. See, I don't even want to go into that. So again, you have here a fundamental machlokas. The Rashba understood that the tarti the sasri here between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos is the fact that Ner Chanukah is also l'shtamish liora, when the entire thrust of the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is l'shtamish liora. So you can't have both in one. You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's the Rashba's approach. And therefore, the Rashba turns to the Baal Amor and he proves to him that Rava maintains that also l'shtamish liora, and Vibad, since Rava holds also l'shtamish liora, how can you possibly designate this Ner as a Ner Shabbos? Hence Rava has his decision. But if you're right, Baal Amor, that according to Rava Mutal l'shtamish liora, why can't he have both together at the same time? And I think l'fi anias daiti, what Dr. Joel was saying before, that maybe that's what the Baal Amor would retort to the Rashba. That dafka, because Rava, in the light of Mutal Ishtamish Liora, requires Hekera, then you're going to undermine that Hekera if you make a statement that this Ner is designated for Ner Shabbos. Alan?
Maybe we don't have to say that Rava holds that it's Asim Ishtamish for him, because maybe...
You're going to defend the Baal Amor?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because even if he holds that it's mutter l'shtamish b'hem, you still can't use it for two purposes because ein nosi mitzvahs chavilus chavilus.
Okay, I don't know about chavilus chavilus. I call it a kero. You call it chavilus.
I'm the way shlugging this up. Rav is the one who taught us that you can't have a kero with one candle. It's not possible. Because the reason he says you have to add a second candle is because of a kero. If I only had one candle, I had enough money for one candle in my Shabbos table night, I can't possibly light it for Ner Chanukah and achieve a kero.
So I don't have a second candle.
I don't have a second candle. So you can't get a kero for one candle. So the whole logic is out the window.
So what do we do with Rava here? Let's try to understand Rava. Rava is saying that he doesn't know if you have one candle whether to use it for Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah. Correct?
Right.
Now, Rashi says in the sugya of Ner Acheres, which is Rava, that you need it for Hekera. Now, if you only have one Ner, how are you going to achieve Hekera? That's Yechiel's question. So you're going to have to say that Tzarech Ner Acheres means Lechatchila, but in the evidence, if you don't have a Ner Acheres, it doesn't mean that you forfeit the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Again, it's the beginning of Ner Chanukah without Hekera.
But then you have to ask a fundamental question. What is Hekera? To who? To the onlookers, which is what we've been saying. One candle cannot possibly look like anything but one candle to the onlookers. How are they going to know whether it's Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos?
Right, so that's what I'm saying. You definitely want the onlooker to understand, Oh, you're saying that what? That he doesn't know what it's lit for?
Even if you have the kavana, this is my Ner Chanukah, the guy outside has no idea what your kavana is. For him, it's one candle in the window. The second candle, which is supposed to, because it's over here, not here, it's higher, it's lower, that's what made it a hekera of Ner Chanukah. I lost that. So my kavana can't help it. I can't overcome the problem of hekera through my kavana that I'm lighting this for Ner Chanukah. In other words, I can't do it. So what, I mean, so the question is, so why is Rava, you know...
But wait a second. So just in terms, I'm trying to figure out, Yechiel, are we with the Balamor here, with the Rav, or the Rashba? Which are you, or we're both of them? Let's go over this. Are you slugging up the Rashba, or are you slugging up the Balamor?
I think I'm slugging up the Rashba, but...
No, let's just go over the... I just want to make sure
we got...
Now we got... No, let's just make sure we got the Chesed here, the mathematics here. The Rashba is saying that if Mutal Ishtamish Li Ora, then this candle could serve a double function. So far, so good.
So this, I don't know.
And if a rubber makes no sense,
right? It makes no sense. I don't know the Bahamas' answer to that Gemara about Shabbos candles, what to do, because you're right, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you can use one of them, unless he holds like, yeah, you can't use it for both. We made the Mishnah, we can't use. Well, which one's a better mitzvah to do? Shalom Bayis or Ner Chanukah? So we hold it to use it for Shabbos. Fine, but and even if it's mitzvah Shabbos Aura, it's a Ner Shabbos. You missed Ner Chanukah. That I can understand because of his answer, but. But the Rashba comes along and says it can't be. It has to be a proof that since I could use them for both, it must be that it's also Shtamish La'ora, right? And then, so what do we say? That the problem here was that...
To defend the Balmor?
Well, what do we say? When we said that the only answer is the Hekera.
Right, to defend the Balmor.
To defend the Balmor. Because I can't use it for Ner Chanukah anyway.
Right.
Because there's no Hekera here.
No, I'm just saying that if you designate it as a Ner Shabbos, then you've undermined the Hekera.
Right. So
meaning Hekera, leave out the spectators for just a minute. Hekera is something that has to be inherent in the personality of the candle.
So in other words, in any case, you couldn't have it used for both. So the rational question of the Rabbi Balmor is not a question.
Correct.
And so,
and therefore the Balmor is free of all the shackles of and all the arguments of the Rashba to say that Rava holds Mutal Ishtamish Lior. And Fendesbegin, even though Mutal Ishtamish Lior, he needs an Ner Acheres. Even though Mutal Ishtamish Lior, he can't use the same Ner for both Shabbos and Chanukah. Let's read it inside. Let's see. He says the following. V'eina mechuvar v'einai. If you want to follow inside, because maybe I missed.
Where is it?
Okay, so it's in the paragraph starts with Hilchasa in the Rashba, and you're counting down, I would say, about 10 lines. The first word in the line is Haroah. Towards the end of that line, V'ena mechuvah v'enai klav. Davadai man di'omer mutal ishtamish li'ora kol tashmish ka'oma. Just one second. This I had trouble with, but I think I solved it. Let me just go over this one more time. What's he called? Mutal ishtamish li'ora. It's good that we read the text. The Rashba adds another element into the equation here, which again has to do with the onlooker. You know, again, we never really came to grips with this. You know, Hekera is for me, for him, who is it for? But in any event, so the Rashba says the following, that what are you saying, Balamor? You're telling me that Rava holds Mutal Ishtamish Li'ora, but he needs a Ner Acheres. Who are these guys who are looking at the Ner? Aren't they Nichnasim V'yotzin? That's a phrase that we usually use in Kashrus, you know, for Mashgichim, you know. Nichnas V'yotzin. Meaning that what happens is if the person was there and present from the beginning, I think this is what the Rashba means. If anyone has another pshat, let me know. If the onlooker was there at the beginning, that would make sense. The Balamor's argument would be cogent that perhaps since he lit the first candle, now he lights a second candle, the second candle might have hekerut. But he says, Nechush l'nechnasim v'yotzin. In other words, Nichnasim V'yotzim, I guess, is a person who either comes in and there's only one Ner left because the first Ner went out, or he sees two Neros and he assumes he lit two Neros to illuminate his
house. So a fundamental question, why does one extra candle get you fair care? That's what he's thinking. Right. He doesn't like that from...
Right. So that's the first argument of the Rashba against the Balmor. So let's just summarize. The first argument of the Rashba against the Balmor, how can you tell me that the reason Rava requires an extra Ner is because he's solving the problem of Hekera. He's not solving the problem of Hekera, because it's always Nechnosim V'yotzim. And Nechnosim V'yotzim would not know that the first candle was lit and then he added a second candle, because the Nechnosim V'yotzim may have only seen the second candle, or they may have only seen both candles at the same time. In other words, not like I said to you before, that first you lit, you know, the first candle at time T1, and beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful candle and it lights up your whole house. And then all of a sudden he comes back and he lights the second candle. That's not going to solve the problem, says the Rashi, for the Nechnosim V'yotzim. That's what I think maybe he means. If you have a better shot, let me know. The Ode, but this is the point that we were discussing. Nirali, the Al Karchach Rava also is Tamish Lior Isle. The Amrina Lakamanomer Rava Pshitali Ner Beso Vener Chanukah Ner Beso Odif Mishum Shalom Bayis Viam Isif. If the Balamor was correct, that Mutulish Tamish Liora Osener Echad Vi Olo Lakanu Lakan Menichal Shulchano Vidaya the Habile Lemeimar. I'm sorry. Umenichal Shulchan of Adayo Avilei Lameima. Rava shouldn't have said, well, he has to light two candles and therefore he has to choose one over the other, this triage here. Forget about that. Let him take one candle and use it for both. He's going to place his candle on the Shulchan, and now it serves a double function. Kedamrinon, as the Gemara says, Mishas HaKon of Yelech, Menichal Shulchan of Adayo.
I can defend the Balamar against that question.
Yeah.
If I have one candle and I held like Rava, also Ishtamish Lohar, would it be any half a minute that you should light a Hanukkah candle? It would be impossible to not get.
Wait, you're arguing now, also l'shtam
mishol? I'm going to argue that it's mutl l'shtam mishol, like the Balam.
What?
Because if I said it was also l'shtam mishol, and I was rubber, and I'm trying to, if someone asked me with the halacha question, one candle, what do I do? Shabbos right. Hanukkah, and it's also l'shtam mishol. The rubber's answer should have been, you can't possibly light a Hanukkah candle. Why? Because you won't be able to not have Hanukkah from it. You don't have to be able to light in the house. It's Friday night. You're going to get Hanukkah from this candle, whether you like it or not. So to avoid having Hanukkah, light it as a Shabbos candle. But he didn't say that. He said, why light it because of Shalom Bayis? Must be that it's not a problem of Yosel Ishtamish, it's Mutl Ishtamish. I said, why did he say Shabbos? Because he holds, you only allowed to use it for one mitzvah, and the one mitzvah should be for Shalom Bayis. Because if it was Yosel Ishtamish lower, Mutl Ishtamish lower, then he should have said that. That would have been the answer he should have given. I mean,
I don't know. All right, Rabbo, so here's the next line in the Rashba. This is the challenging line in the Rashba. The Rashba says, Umina. Umina means I have another conclusion to derive from this sugya. Nami mashma di osu lishtamish liora kol tashmish afilu tashmish de mitzvah. Meaning now he's arguing against the Bala Itur, if you remember, because the Bala Itur said that for tashmish de mitzvah is mutter. Kigon su the Shabbos, su kriyas haTorah. In other words, if you hold like the Bala Itur, he doesn't mention the Bala Itur, that also l'shtamish liora is only a tashmish shel chol, but not a tashmish shel mitzvah, then once again I have my same question, why can't one ner serve a double function? Because it doesn't undermine the status of the ner Chanukah if I'm using it to enhance my ner Shabbos, my su the Shabbos, because that's a tashmish shel mitzvah. So it must be that the Bala Itur is wrong. That also l'shtamish liora is an all-inclusive Easter, and even l'tasha shel mitzvah is us, or kriyas haTorah if you want to read a Torah to the Oranim. So in other words, the Rashba from the sugya on Daf Chav Gimel, if you have one there, proves draws two conclusions. Number one, he proves that Rava holds also l'shtamish liora, and number two, that also l'shtamish liora goes as far as you can take it, meaning even for the sake of a mitzvah. And that's where he finds the Tarti Desas. But if, on the other hand, you would be allowed to enhance your Suda Shabbos with this Ner Chanukah, there's no problem, you don't undermine or violate any Easter Ner Chanukah, then use one Ner for both of them. We try to defend the Baal Amar, that maybe the Baal Amar would say that even if it's not a steer in Hanah, but you can't have one Ner for both mitzvahs. Okay. V'rav Asi Nami Hosif Ba Lekamon. Oh, so now the Rashba says the following. We have pretty much covered the sugya daf chaf aleph amid beis. That means that Rava and Rav before him held osel l'shtamish lior. The Rashba claims osel l'shtamish lior even tashmish shel mitzvah. Now we fast forward to daf chaf beis and we get to Rav Asi. Rav Asi tells me, also l'hartzos mos kenegin ner Chanukah. I mean, what is that all about? I mean, at this point, I'm hoping that the Rashi will invoke his second interpretation. Do you remember the Rashi had two interpretations of Osul Shtamish Ben Erchaim? One was that Asua Kemenorah, and the other was Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. For Rav Asi Nami Hosif Bola Kamon. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Asi? I guess you could say the following. I don't know if this is what the Rashba has in mind. Mimanef Shach, I don't understand Rav Asi. He's not adding a thing. If we hold, like the first pshat, that Osul Shtamishor is because Asua Kemenorah. So if it's Asua Kemenorah, I mean, you're not allowed to enhance your Shabbos table or your Kriyas HaTorah, how much more so you can't use it to count your moles. And if you'll go with the second interpretation, that Osul Shtamish Lior is because of Bizei Mitzvah, then certainly to use a Ner Chanukah, a Ner Shel Mitzvah for the sake of counting your coins, that's a Bizei Mitzvah. Zokta Rashba, Rav Asi Nami Hosifba. Rav Asi is adding something that we wouldn't have known. Meaning, there's a logical possibility that counting Mos would be outside of the purview of the Isul Ishtamish Liora. Why? Afilu Tashmish Koldahu She'eno Nire Kinene. Now again, if you're going with the first shot in the Rashba, I don't know, I'm not so comfortable with this. Because what do you mean, Eno Nirik and Nene? Who cares about Nirik and Nene? You're not allowed to have Hanoh from the Ner Shah, from Ner Chanukah, because it has the din of Hegdish. But if you go with the second shot in Rav, namely that Osel Ishtamish Lior is because of Bizui Mitzvah, so maybe Bizui Mitzvah only applies when I'm so close to the mitzvah that it looks to the onlooker that I'm using the mitzvah for my own purposes. The Omar Osel Hartzos Mos Keneged Ner Chanukah Klomer Afilu Mirachal. In other words, he's not really detracting in any way from the Gufa mitzvah. You remember when we discussed the Gufa mitzvah, but rather he's benefiting from the light, you know, that filters in throughout the room, and he's sitting at a distance. And even though Eino Nira Kinena Mimenu, nevertheless, it's us. So now we're really expanding our definition of Bizui Mitzvah. If we're assuming that Osel Ishtamish Lior Mishum Bizui Mitzvah, even something that's not even Nira Kinena Mimenu, that is also considered Bizui Mitzvah. Maybe because he himself knows that he's using the Ner Chanukah, you know, he's using the Ner Chanukah, which is the Ner Shel Mitzvah, for his purposes. Maybe that's enough to generate Bizui Mitzvah. I don't know. But then Shmuel turns around and he accuses Rav Asi, and he says, "V'kometame alei Shmuel v'chiner kedusha isbe," meaning that you, Rav Asi, are going back to the first explanation of the Rashba, that the reason why Osel Ishtamish Lior is because they made it like the menorah in the Mikdash. They gave the ingenuous Kedusha into this Ner Chanukah. And as such, it generates an absolute all-inclusive Easter, even when it's Eino Nirik Hinenem Mimeno. Because if not for the Ner Chanukah, he would not be able to successfully count his Mos. So at the end of the day, even though it doesn't look like he's taking his hand off from the Ner Chanukah, in fact he is. So Shmuel says, are you of the opinion that Ner Chanukah has the status of Kedusha? Now here I think we should press the return button. Because now the Rashba goes back to his first line in this paragraph. How do we paskin as far as Osel Ishtamish Lior? So he writes the following. Not only am I the one who accepts La Halacha Osel Ishtamish Lior, V'chein Pasuk Rav Afasi Zal, Kedivrei Kulam Lahachmir. Now this is an interesting phrase here. Kedivrei Kulam Lahachmir. I think what he's pointing out here is that number one, there's going to be an Osel Ishtamish Liora that's going to even include Tashmish Shel Kedusha. And that could make sense even if you go with the Bala Mar, that the reason for Osel Ishtamish Lior is because of Hekera. Then if we're going to allow you to have a benefit, any sort of benefit, even for the sake of another mitzvah, that undermines that Hekera. Mm-hmm. So that's one Chumrah. Another way of interpreting it is that they upgraded the status in their Hanukkah that of a menorah, and therefore even for the sake of a mitzvah it's also. So all this is to reject the Baal HaMor. So that's one chumrah of the Rif. And the second chumrah of the Rif is going to be that even Lahartzos Mos, which doesn't even look like you're benefiting from it, even that's going to be awesome. And here's where Shmuel says that there's no Bizui Mitzvah because it doesn't look like he's using he's benefiting from the Ner Chanukah. He's at a distance. But nevertheless, it's Asur because we're not going to go down the road of Bizui Mitzvah. We're going to talk about Hekera, we're going to talk about Menorah, and so forth and so on. So basically, it sounds like the Rif is going to take all the Chumras here. I don't know why. I'm not sure. You could always argue Sofik Drabon Lakula here in Ner Chanukah, but because we're dealing with Ner Chanukah as a very important mitzvah, we're going to take all the chumras. Now, what bothers my mind here is when the Rif says the way the Rashba quotes him, Kedivrei Kulam Lahachmir. It sounds to me that he might be taking the chumrah of Bizui Mitzvah. Now, why do I say such a thing? If you can keep your finger on the place or make a little note where you're up to, take a look here in the Ratz Kitzvi, he quotes a Bach. This Bach, he quotes on page Kuf Chaf Ches, the last paragraph. Ubir HaBach. Don, tell me if you have the right paragraph here. We're on Kuf Chaf Ches.
Yeah.
And the last paragraph starts with Hare. And if you drop down about halfway through that paragraph, the first word in the line is Kedusha. Ubir HaBach. The Bach explains that L'daitam, according to all the Rishonim who paskin, also L'shtamash Li'or Klal, even for Tashmash Shal Kedusha, Einkan machlokas asugis. Imagine we spent so much time presenting the Baal HaMor. This is the machlokas asugis. The first sugya on Chaf Aleph is built on Heker, and the second sugya is built on Bizui. And now the Bach comes in, steps up to the plate, and he says, "Vishnei atamim, madu asul ishtam shliora nechonim." They're both correct. We have to accept and embrace both sugyas. Tam echad kideshi he nikar shuner shel mitzvah. Which we said that according to this reasoning, you're not allowed to even use it for a Tashmish Shel Kedusha because then nobody knows that you're lighting it for the sake of a mitzvah. V'tam sheni, v'glal bizui mitzvah. So what does bizui mitzvah add to the first time? Do you hear my question? Why is the Bach insisting that there's no machlokas hasugyas, that the first sugya was accepted, and the second sugya was building on the first sugya, but adding something to the first sugya, adding the element of bizui mitzvah? What does bizui mitzvah add that we didn't know already? He's just established, based on the first sugya of Hekera, that also l'shtamish li'ora klal, even for tashmish shel kedusha. And not only that, bizui mitzvah would be mutter for tashmish shel kedusha, because that's not bizui mitzvah. So why is the Bach have an agenda here? Yes, the second sugya accepted the first sugya, just added something. What do you add by saying bizui mitzvah? I mean, you could say that maybe the Bach has this Rashba and it's at a distance and he's counting his moles from a distance and so forth and so on, but that doesn't seem logical to me. What is the Bach adding here when he says bizui mitzvah? So, Abbas, I wanted to say a chiddush here and I want you to shoot me down because it's even too revolutionary for myself. But I want to suggest the following. That if we only had the sugya on Daf Chaf Aleph, and again, even if you disagree with this, it could be that the Bach holds like this pshat that I'm about to suggest. It doesn't mean we have to accept the Bach. But that the Bach understood that from the perspective of the first sugya, all these dinim of Osul Ishtamish Lior are in the Hadlok itself. What do I mean? If I designate this hadlaka for the sake of Ner Chanukah, then I am making, so to speak, a statement, a tacit statement that Osul Ishtamish Liot. Why? Because I'm not using this for any of my purposes at all. But that's only a din in hadlaka. Why? Because we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah, and the Shulchan Aruch says that now that we paskin hadlaka osa mitzvah, therefore which basically means let the candle go out after I lit it, and I'm still yotzei the mitzvah. I don't even have to rekindle it. I may have to rekindle it, as we said yesterday, for chashada reasons, but that's something else. So what happens? Here's my question to you. After he lights the Ner Chanukah, and I'm just going to dramatize it. You know, he proclaims, this is an Ner Chanukah, it's for the purpose of Pirsa Vanes, I lit it, I'm not going to benefit from it, it's a Hekera, Asalus Tam Shiora, and the whole thing. Then, the man gets a change of heart, for whatever reason, maize and choking, I don't know what. And he decides that he's going to start counting his mos to the Ner Chanukah. Does that undermine his mitzvah of Chanukah? If you ask me, if we're holding out blockos, it's absolutely not. This is what the Bach wants to add over here. You're right. The mitzvah is inherent in the adloka, but the ner dolok is still a heftzah shel mitzvah for at least a half hour. Why? Because as long as the ner is going, he continues to be mekayim the mitzvah of what? Of pirsum hanes. So again, if he would completely cut it off, kavsa, he doesn't have to rekindle it. There's no chiyuv of pirsum hanes once he achieved the pirsum hanes at the shas adloka. But nevertheless, if he leaves the ner alone, then every second that ner continues to be lit, he continues to add bounty points and enhances kiyum of pirsum hanes. And if that be the case, then I can maintain the status of the heftzah shel mitzvah as an ner Chanukah for a full half hour, maybe even beyond. You know, as the Brisker Rav would say, until the last movie theater goes out, right? And then Mela comes along the sugyan dafchav beis to be machadish a new chiddush. Bizui mitzvah. You may have squared off with adlok. Your adlok is wonderful. We also l'shtamish liora and everything is wonderful. But you should be aware of bizui mitzvah. And bizui mitzvah might come under a doraisa that we derive from Dan. So it could be that the sugya on daf chav beis is looking at Ner Chanukah from a totally different perspective. We're no longer talking about what the adlok and the kiyum mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. We're talking about the iser, the universal iser of bizui mitzvah. All right then, so we'll stop here. But we know that tomorrow we'll finish the Rajva and we'll make a siyum on this article.
When you said something about from the distance, counting my distance, it dawned on me to take a quick look and see what's the status of the Mikdash outside the Mikdash. Is there a point in time where, or distance, where it wouldn't be a problem? And talk to the doctor, I'm saying it's about exactly this question we're going over about all the great similar spaces away, but I think that the Gemara gives examples. People who want to see the Chita with the light of the Marechah. So we're getting Hanukkah. You know, where do they have the light
of the Marechah?
Yeah, because. So we're going to stop at the Chita.